Hi, it's Bhav. I hope you're somewhere cozy, maybe with a cup of tea or coffee or wrapped up in a blanket, or maybe you're listening it while you're traveling on a bus, train, or even just in your car, or wherever you are. I'm really glad that you're here. Welcome back to episode 2 of Voice Notes from Bhav. If you listened to the first episode, thank you so much. It really means the world that you're here again. Today, I want to share something personal about friendships abroad and how those experiences led me to one of the most important realizations of my life, that I am my own best friend. I've always been an extreme introvert. I genuinely enjoy spending time alone, but at the same time, I crave friendships with deeper connections. The kind where you feel truly seen and understood. When I moved abroad, everything felt so strange. Suddenly, I didn't have my comfort people around, and it takes real effort to find your people. In the beginning, I didn't focus much on making friends at all. At uni, I had this one person I studied with, and honestly, that was enough because I was so focused on my studies. But after uni, when I started my real work, which is 9-to-5 working from home, things shifted. I started feeling lonely and I wanted friends to hang out with, share little moments, chit-chat, you know, but that's when I really began putting effort into meeting people online. Looking back, I think I was a little desperate without even realizing it, but I met one person then who was intense right from the start, and because I was craving connection, I thought, wow, is making friends this easy? At first, it felt nice, but soon I realized that they've only reached out when they needed help, and I kept helping just to keep the friendship alive, but in the end, it left me hurt. I had to end it, to be honest, because I wasn't feeling it helping me anyway. In fact, I was feeling toxic in it, so I ended it, and later I met other people. But even then, I often felt lonely because, like, I was just a headcount, you know, not someone they really connected with. That's when it hit me. I am a deep person and I crave real connections. And when that wasn't happening, the only person who could truly make me happy was me. So, I started dating myself in a way. I made solo dates. Very fun, like finding new food spots, coffee spots to eat and drink by myself. Watching movies by myself, joining the gym to become a stronger version of me, and also journaling. So if you've followed me for a while on Instagram, you've probably seen bits of my journey. And if not, well, now you know. But doing all this made me more confident. And the funny thing is, once I stopped chasing friendships, people slowly started walking into my life naturally, but by then I realized I couldn't give my 100% to everyone. Past experiences taught me to invest only when I felt a deep, meaningful connection. Superficial friendships work fine abroad, like, but for someone like me who observes a lot and connects deeply, I learned to give what I get instead of, you know, giving a lot from yourself. Just give what you get. That's when I made peace with myself, like not investing too much in something that you don't get a lot, like how much you invest. If you don't get that, you feel hurt and you try to think a lot about what is it that you're not doing. So just giving what you get will help a lot, and that brought me peace. I still cherish friends back in India and I love the care for me. Even today, like, even if we don't text or call a lot like before, but when we do, it's still the same energy. We don't have to, like, keep impressing or put a lot of effort for each other to, you know, maintain that bond or energy. No, it's still the same, like, whenever we connect. Seeing their posts on Instagram, it makes me so happy, and I know it's the same for them too. Just the life updates. It's so nice to see that. And that comfort is rare, and I'm grateful for it. But at the end of the day, I trust myself more than anyone else, and I've become my own best friend, and I honestly love her. So, If you're listening right now and you've ever felt lonely or like you're searching for your people, remember, you already have one. That is yourself. And that friendship might just be the most powerful one of all. Thank you for letting me share this little voice note with you. I hope it makes you feel a little less alone, a little more understood, and maybe even inspires you to plan your own tiny solo date soon. Take care of yourself and remember, you are your own best friend, and that's something truly beautiful. And that is it from me today. Thanks for listening. Until next time, sending you all my love. Bye.